Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. Just as the Father chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made us accepted in the Beloved. Fellow saints, chosen in Christ. A member of a congregation I formerly served revealed her anguish that she was not a saint and therefore could not have been chosen in Christ. That none of these promises applied to her, so I was leaving her out in the cold. Have you ever felt left out in the cold? That you're certainly not a saint, so you can't be chosen in Christ? Suppose the person you love proposes to you. You can't believe it! Wow! But you don't feel worthy. Does that mean that he did not propose? Well, obviously he did. He chose you in his love for you. We indeed are unworthy of Christ's love. In ourselves, we are not holy, not saints. But does that mean that Jesus did not propose to you? He certainly did. He not only did, he does. Every day, Jesus is proposing. I do choose to love you forever. I do know your sins, but I choose to wash you clean with the blood that poured from my side on the cross. I do know your fears and your failures, but I choose to clothe you in the righteous robe fashioned from the threads of my own perfect life. Yes, Jesus assures you, through him, you are saints, chosen in Christ, not by your worthiness, by his gracious love. That is why verse 4 begins, just as. In verses 1 to 3, we have been assured that every believer is a saint given every blessing in heavenly places. And the Holy Spirit continues now in verse 4, just as he chose us in love. So, the tiniest faith in Christ for forgiveness is being assured that this is the result of and the evidence of God's choosing you. And now, in these three verses of our text, all of these blessings are seven times tied to in Christ. It is all through faith in him. The Father's grace provides an uninterrupted wheel of blessings circling on the one hub in Christ. This choosing or election of grace seems contradictory whenever men separated in any way from Christ, the Beloved. And so some people declare, oh, salvation cannot be by grace alone. There has to be a difference in men. Because after all, some people just are not worthy of love. So we have to prove that we're worthy by making the decision of our own free will to believe in Jesus. Understand what that does. It makes man's own act of deciding the cause of our worthiness and of our salvation. And it thus separates it from the grace of Christ. And then it's by our works. And what does Romans say? If it is by works, it is not of grace. There is no salvation then, because our decision can never be worthy enough, never sincere enough, never complete enough, never unwavering enough. But listen once again to verse 4. He chose us in Christ, not in any merit in us, before the foundation of the world, before we had done anything. Verse 5, having predestined, determined beforehand, to do what for us? To adopt us by Jesus Christ according to the good pleasure of His will. Nothing in us. And thus, verse 6 notes our triple reliance on grace. To the praise of His grace, by which grace we are shown grace in the Beloved. Yes. By grace, He chose you. He came to save you. He called you to faith. He desires to preserve you unto the marriage feast of the Lamb. By grace alone, Jesus is kneeling before you, proposing, I do choose to love you forever. This choosing or election of grace, as we said, seems contradictory whenever it is separated in any way from Christ, the Beloved. And so others declare, oh, God cannot have wanted all people saved, or they would be. There's got to be a difference in God. So instead of accepting God's own word, they foolishly try to pry into the hidden eternal counsel of God in order to determine, hey, it's me, because look at me. But that again separates it from the grace of Christ and produces either arrogant false security or dark despair. Jesus rather assures us, I do want to save all, died and arose for all. I do justify all. I do give my promise to all. And so I do call you and all to turn from any confidence in self, to rely on my grace. In this universal promise of His word, each one of you then can know that Jesus is kneeling before you, proposing, I do choose to love you forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll close with hymn 465, stanzas 2 and 3.